Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Lebo. He's Todd Lebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, hour number two begins with our good friend Todd Lebo joining us here in the program to play the feud. It's brought to you by our friends at Hen House. Get to Hen House today. Get to Hen House on your way home, whether it's to grab some dinner from the delicatessen. They got you covered. I don't know how many times the delicatessen's chicken fingers, also the mashed potatoes and gravy have saved us with our kids when we were on the go. Let the delicatessen take care of you with some dinner tonight. And, of course, always great specials back at the meat counter. You can always know that you're going to go back and get the very best cuts of meat. How about 85% lean ground rounds, ground fresh several times each day, just $3.79 a pound. You can check that out in the beef filet mignon. I'm talking about certified Hereford beef. It is just $17.99 a pound. You want to have some fillets? Get there right now to your neighborhood Hen House. We will give a gift card to Hen House to whoever can win the feud right now at 913-3810-810. The phone number, 913-3810-810. Join us and take your shot, and you could be coming away with a great gift card to Hen House. By the way, there's a new Patrick Mahomes commercial out there.
Bose, that is awesome.
It's like, looks like it's Bose has got their version of earbuds.
They come
wireless
with
earbuds.
They go with,
that is awesome,
with sunglasses or something. Yeah, there's some deal out there.
No, they're just separate.
They're just buds.
They were wearing these. Yeah. It was him, Lamar Jackson, and Christian McCaffrey on the ad.
There we go. Got to get some.
So there you have it.
These come filled with ketchup, though. They're gross. They're really nasty.
put those in your by the hair. Way, do you like the ad where Aaron Rodgers is talking about his rate and Mahomes is just there pouring ketchup on his head?
Oh, did you guys want some ketchup?
Don't you guys want some of this?
Good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. That's all you need.
That's too much.
All right, we have our contestant. Our contestant has a name, Jed. What would that name be?
His name is Nick. Nick, welcome to the program. How are you doing today, buddy?
Good. What's cracking?
Little feud. You've heard the feud before. You know how it's played, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. You know how to buzz in, Nick? Do you know how your buzzer works?
Nick?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so it's working good.
Order.
You know, it starts with a choice, one of the more difficult choices any human being has ever been asked to make, and that's who are you going to play with? Are you going to play with Curtis Siebold? Are you going to play with Todd Lieber? Are you going to play with myself?
I'll play with myself.
Oh, well.
That's awesome. I heard that come out of my mouth, and I'm like, that's such an easy answer. Okay, well done. You got brevity points there. Now, which one of the individuals would you like to accompany you in this journey?
You'll work.
I'll work. Okay.
Sounds really enthused, Petro.
Yeah. Well,
the team unity on Team Nick and Team Saran is quite strong. Who's going to go first for you two?
Whatever.
I'll leave it up to Nick. It's his choice.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Nick's going to go first. All right.
Fired up to play the feud, clearly.
I'll go first.
That's right.
Okay.
That'll give the human delay on with Petro.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I like it. Let's do it.
Lebo and Curtis versus Nick and Saran. All right.
Yep.
Nick, Lebo, you both are ready to play, I'd assume. Yeah. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them, name any Will Ferrell movie.
Lebo.
Todd.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers was the third best answer. Nick, chance to steal, buddy.
Old School.
It's your second best answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Oh, we'll play, right?
Yeah, we'll play, sure.
Yeah, we'll play. I'm going to go with Anchorman.
Tap answer.
Anchorman 2.
Not on the board.
Really?
It's where that belongs.
Really? You should have said, you usually will say that includes all Anchorman.
I don't think it included them all.
Clearly it didn't, because it didn't include Anchorman 2.
No one wrote that one now, because Anchorman 2 was horrible.
I didn't even know there was an Anchorman 2, to be honest.
I watched that movie in a movie theater in Peoria, Illinois.
How was Peoria? Did you have a nice day?
Yeah, it was Team Titanium.
Oh, nice.
Dominated.
It's not as good as the original, but I will tell you, one, the chicken of the cave, and two, when the RV flips and everything that happens in the RV while it's flipping, those are two really funny scenes.
Don't ruin it for me, man.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to go with Talladega Nights, the ode or ballad of Ricky Bobby or something to that effect.
All of it. Yep. You got it. Number five.
Okay.
Nick?
Daddy's Home?
Pardon me?
No. Daddy's Home.
Mark Wahlberg?
Two strikes. Never heard of that one either.
It was a show.
Oh, man.
Might have made two of those.
Well, I thought with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Stars.
I've got two. Which one do I want to go with? Which one do I feel more comfortable is definitely going to be there? Blades of Glory.
Not on the board. Three strikes.
Okay, what's been said?
The answers that have been taken.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman and 2, apparently. Old School, Step Brothers, Talladega Nights. Number 4, 6, 7, and 8, all on the board.
Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers, for sure. Elf.
Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury would be deep cuts.
Yeah, it would be deep cuts.
Semi-pro was the basketball.
Ooh, Elf
one.
Is good. I'd totally forgotten about that.
But I think Wedding Crashers, he's just in it for a little bit, but he's meatloaf.
He kills it.
Elf's a more starring role. I think they're both there. Wasn't he one of the Zoolander he was in as well? He was the one of the...
He's been in a lot of movies.
Two,
that's why
the
I
two
asked,
to choose from.
A lot. What's the point of the game?
I think we should say either Wedding Crashers or Elf. I think they're both there. Do you want to make the call, Curtis?
I'm going to say Elf.
Elf. Yeah!
Elf was
buddy!
There. That was your fourth best answer.
I was leaving that one out there.
84 points over to Curtis and Lebo.
Okay. What were the others?
The others that you did not get. Number 6, Semi-Pro. Yeah. Number 7, Zoolander. And number 8, The Campaign.
Oh,
I liked The Campaign, but I'm stunned that it was...
I'd never
Zach
heard of
Galifianakis.
That.
Zach Galifianakis.
Ma the Meatloaf didn't make it.
Ma the Meatloaf didn't make it.
Don't you spend most of your life kind of stunned, Curtis?
Yes.
Lots of times.
Usually, especially when something goes well.
Let's continue the streak now. Seren and Curtis, are you stunned that you're up?
It's my turn? What?
Exactly.
We're going every other person?
Curtis thought it was Big Tiger's turn. Hey, got in there before
you. Got it in.
All right, Seren, Curtis, we asked a bunch of people who follow me on Twitter to name a song by the Rolling Stones.
Curtis.
Seren.
Curtis.
Satisfaction.
Second best answer.
Oh, man. I'm not the best at this. Symphony for the Devil.
That was there, but it was the seventh best answer.
Let's play.
Yeah, we'll play. I mean, Start Me Up is going to be number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was your top answer.
Brown Sugar.
Fifth best.
I could name a hundred of these.
Name.
I
gotta get just with start
these,
with one.
Gotta get with these people. I don't know what these people have been on them so far. I will say Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Jumpin' Jack Flash was number 6. It's an enjoyable.
To gas, really.
Sure.
Gas, gas, gas.
I was talking about something else, but yeah, totally, man. Curtis, back over to you.
Give me Shelter.
Damn it.
It's fourth best.
All right, so now I want you to read them to me again.
The answers that have been taken, Start Me Up, number 2, Satisfaction, 4, Give Me Shelter, 5, Brown Sugar, 6, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and 7, Symphony of the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil, excuse me.
The Symphony of the Devil.
Whatever, man. It's like Corey Anderson's playing.
A girl. What was the name of the song you said?
Of the Heart.
Of the Heart.
The Queen.
The Queen. The all great Who tracks. All right. Gosh, where are the people going?
Stop stalling, Todd. You're ruining my clock.
Okay, did you say brown sugar yet?
You did.
Yeah.
So. No, wait, I'm talking to Curtis.
One strike.
I'm talking to Curtis.
That evens it up. They didn't get Anchorman 2. Stop dawdling.
There you go. There you go. Eat it, Lebo.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you, dude.
I wasn't even looking at you.
I don't care.
He just read you the list, and then you fired it out.
You didn't buy drinks today. It was your day to buy drinks. Everyone's upset at you.
Wow.
Curtis, over to you.
Beast of Burden.
That was typical.
You can't always get what you want. Are you kidding me?
No.
All right, fine.
Three strikes.
Damn.
Nick and Seren.
I've got four written down. Can you give us the list again that's been said?
Well, brown sugar's on it.
Brown sugar definitely is there. Start me up. Satisfaction, number three is blank. Four, Gimme Shelter. Five, brown sugar. Brown sugar definitely there. Brown sugar is there at number five. Jumpin' Jack Flash, six. And the devil one that Corey Anderson messed up.
Symphony for the Devil.
Symphony for the Devil.
So there's only one left?
There's two answers.
Two left.
Three and eight.
All right, so what I have down, Nick, is I have Paint It Black, Harlem Shuffle, Under My Thumb, and It's Only Rock and Roll.
But you like it?
For me, my own personal favorite, Paint It Black, was...
That's what I was going to say.
Is that where you're going to go?
Boo.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go there, Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Say Brown Sugar. He said Brown Sugar. Bust them.
We're just discussing.
We're just discussing.
We're not putting in answers. No, because we're going to go with Paint It Black.
Yeah.
Boom.
Paint It Black was your third best answer. 97 points over to Nick and Seren. The answer that you did not get was Under My Thumb. I'd also like to point out that Curtis was giving double birds when you said Paint It Black.
As soon as we went to you, I hit the talk back and it says Paint It Black's three. I guarantee it.
I didn't get that. Oh, it's because my mic's on, so the talk back doesn't work. Nick and Lebo, we were ready to rock. We surveyed a bunch of people who follow me on Twitter. They answered with the top eight answers. We asked them, name any soft drink.
Lebo. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola Classic was there. That was your top answer.
Had to go with
what was there?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola Classic.
Coca-Cola. Coke. The real one.
It's the real thing.
We'll play this.
It's right here. Let's play it.
Yeah.
Curtis.
I'm going to say Dr. Pepper.
It's your second best answer.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't drink it, but Pepsi?
Pepsi is their third
best. Does this include all the...
Nope.
Okay, there we go.
Curtis?
So Diet Coke would be a separate answer?
Yes. It would be. Is
Diet
that your
Coke.
Answer? What's the fifth best answer?
That's known as the Jed.
Mm. It's because there aren't a lot of fat asses that follow Jed.
I guess not.
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
That's Jed's crew.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Hillbilly.
What's been said?
Urine.
Brown sugar. Twice.
The answers that have been taken, Coke, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Diet Coke, Mountain Dew. 4, 7, and 8 left on the board.
I'll say Diet Pepsi. Crap an egg.
Diet Pepsi was not on the board.
Sprite?
One strike.
You were
Sprite was there. There's your fourth best answer.
Damn it.
Curtis?
Like I'm trying to picture the drink station at Quick Trip.
Rooster Booster?
How about Diet Dr. Pepper? Crap an egg.
The DDP.
That's my drink, so I don't
know. Lebo, guess just like your buddy, the syrup. Just the syrup.
I just need Rooster Booster and their cherry syrup. 44 ounces of it. All right, let's do them again here. I got written a Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper.
Now you're
Coke.
Out, right? That's
no,
three.
No, that's only two.
That was two strikes, both on Curtis.
Rot in hell!
So I got two things that I'm picking between for the people. Seven up.
Three strikes. Nick and Seren, chance to steal.
Well, I'm thinking. I don't.
What are you thinking?
Root beer? You think?
Like, is that? How's the question phrased?
Name any soft drink.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Is like Red Bull a soft drink?
No.
Okay.
It's an energy drink.
I was asking my partner Nick, but that helps when you answer.
So. Oh, I thought you were asking me.
I'm thinking,
Coke actually just brown sugar? I mean,
there's.
Oh, I thought we had taken that joke far enough. Ren liked it still.
I did.
So
I thought it was good.
Diet Coke the same as like Coke Zero?
No, and I was thinking I have Coke Zero written down. I have Cherry Coke written down. I have. He said 7-Up, didn't he? There's Diet Mountain Dew, right? Since the diets aren't all.
Can we just say Cherry Soda or Purple Drink?
How about Doctor?
Purple drink.
How about Doctor Thunder?
You got some dessert
from like.
Whatever. That could be on there. Careful, Curtis.
From Walmart.
There was no Diet Dr. Pepper. There was no Diet Pepsi. So I'm not. But Coke Zero is kind of like it's pretty popular these days.
Yeah. So I was. Say we just let's do
go
it.
Go all in on the Cokes.
Yeah, Coke Zero. Let's get it.
Final answer.
We're gonna go Coke Zero.
Damn it. Coke Zero did not make it. The answers that you did not get. Fresca. Who doesn't love a delicious
I love
Fresca?
It. The grapefruit soda mixed with vodka. And called a Frodka. What?
Is that a Todd Fresca
what
drink?
Just happened there?
And then A&W root beer.
The root
beer
is there.
A&W. Eighth best answer.
How many points we get
90
there?
Points over to Lebo and Curtis.
That's 174.
174 to 97.
Frosty root beer is better.
Come on, dog.
I'm ready to go.
Who's up here? K-Dog and Seren.
Brown sugar.
Sorry.
Brown tiger.
Curtis, over to you, buddy. Or Seren, whoever. All right, let's get
jokes
serious here.
Jokes are funnier when they're not messed up.
No kidding. I'm bad at them. Seren, Curtis, we surveyed some people who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, past or present, name an NFL player from Syracuse.
Seren.
Seren.
I'm going to go with Jim Brown.
Your second best answer.
Donovan McNabb.
Damn it!
D. McNabb was your top answer. Would you guys
damn
like
it
to play or pass?
I guess we have to play, right?
Yes, we have to play.
This category was specifically for you, Seren.
I just fired out the first thing.
Marvin Harrison killed it there, didn't he?
Marvin Harrison is a scary man, but he was third. Don't mess with
don't
him.
Don't go down his block.
Yeah, don't go to Philly. Curtis?
Kind of drawing a blank here.
I can't tell by looking at you that you're drawing a blank.
Larry Zonka.
Wow. Larry Zonka.
I'm kind of surprised
answer.
That's on there. I actually am.
Freeney?
Dwight Freeney was the fourth best answer. Curtis?
I'm running out of people now.
This should be laughable.
Art Monk.
Ooh. Art Monk didn't make the cut. Lebo?
Didn't Kadri Ismail go there?
Was that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Oh!
Kadri Ismail was the sixth best answer.
He was the bomb,
the missile.
He was the missile.
He was the missile.
Damn it. Can I talk to my partner?
Not really. Just
no.
No. Don't help Curtis.
I just want to do some meta.
Stop cheating.
I want to do some meta.
Stop it, Lebo.
Joe Morris.
Ooh.
Nope. Joe Morris was not on the board. Lebo Becker.
I get names mixed up in my head. I was hoping to do some meta and have a...
You're looking on your phone, you cheating
I'm not
SOB.
Looking on my phone.
Stop cheating!
Somebody's got his phone in his hand for us. It's not even on.
It's the dude who died.
Is that your answer?
It's Nevers? Is it Ernie Nevers? Or Ernie...
The dude who died was not on the list.
Wasn't
Nick
he a dude who died?
Seren,
Petro?
Chance to steal.
Yes, you're thinking of Ernie Davis,
oh.
But he never actually played in the NFL.
Because he died.
That
doesn't mean it isn't on the list.
Yeah,
he was
it doesn't
the,
mean it's
he was
not
the
on the list.
First Black Heisman Trophy winner. I'm trying to think of some guys, you know, that if there's like a recent guy, like, you know, like, the offensive tackle for the Giants or something like that. I'm not really coming up. We haven't had anybody good for quite a while. So
well,
I'm thinking
is it just players or can it be like the coach too?
NFL.
Can you read us the question again?
Past or present, name an NFL player from Syracuse.
Okay, so just players. So like Tabucky Jones and Donovan Darius. I mean, I can give you a bunch of guys, but I'm thinking more if we're going to get somewhere. It's going to be with like an old school guy. How many names are left?
7 and 8. 2.
John Mackey's a Hall of Fame tight end. Floyd Little is a Hall of Fame running back. And then Ernie Davis, people know his name because he won the Heisman. And
well, I kind of knew his name. I didn't really know his name.
Well, yeah. And then Darryl Moose Johnston was a big, the fullback for the Cowboys during their championship years.
The Moose.
And he's been on TV and everything. So those would be my nominees.
This would be disappointing
Curtis said
this,
Joe Petro. Morris already, right?
He did. Yep. Need an answer, fellas.
Okay, so what do you think? You want me to take a stab?
Yeah,
or you
it's
wanna...
your school.
It's Syracuse, but I don't have any idea.
And there's 7 and 8 are left?
Yeah.
God, is there an old stoner that follows Jed that would...
Yes, there are.
There are lots of them, but what would that have to do with Syracuse? I don't buy my weed from there. Upstate New York isn't known for it.
Give me the ones that have been said again real quick.
Donovan McNabb, Jim Brown, Marvin Harrison, Dwight Freeney, Larry Zonka, and Kadri Ishmael.
Country of origin?
Floyd Little.
Oh.
God!
Floyd Little didn't make the cut. The answer that you did...
Three-time All-American! Yeah. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The answer that you didn't, or the two answers you did not get, Moose Johnson and Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones. So wait, how many did we get? 90 what?
95 points over
about
to Lebo.
The most points you're going to get. 269? God. 269?
Who
That's
was the
a
guy,
big score.
Who's the guy who wanted us to play to 300? Is that the whole plan still?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Nick.
That's just your school.
Oh, I had no clue.
Moose Johnson and Chandler Jones. I didn't even think. I forgot about Chandler Jones. Damn it.
A lot of people did.
Well, you know what? Since I let you down, I'm going to give you the gift card anyway.
Oh,
how's that sound?
That's nice.
That's first time ever.
First time.
A rare, rare time that a loss gets you paid, but this is it. I feel like I failed not getting the Syracuse question. How did I not? McNabb, damn it. That just sucks. But you're going to Hen House on us, Nick. Enjoy, buddy. We'll get some information from you. What a Titanic letdown. What a huge letdown.
I love the way the tone of your voice, and the minute you realize you had missed on McNabb and you went, oh, you just hear the despair and resignation.
So awful. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get some Lebo sounds next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
Who's lost a tremendous amount of weight from last year, but still is a very big man.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Tua Tagovailoa will make his first NFL start this Sunday for the Dolphins. Who was the last left-handed quarterback to win a postseason game?
Would that be...
He had to give me one hint.
It was not Steve Donovan Young. McNabb.
Steve Young. It should be after Steve Young, Boomer Esiason, and after him. Was Tim Tebow left-handed?
Tim Tebow. The wild card game against the Steelers, the overtime game.
So I guess the answer to that is nailed. Yes, Tim Tebow was left-handed.
When you mentioned, yeah.
Some would even say Tebow. Still is.
Yeah,
don't know. Haven't seen
We're not really
while.
Sure if he ever was, the way he threw the football. that motion, you're like, are you sure you're left-handed?
Am I looking in a mirror? What's
imagine
going
how
on
good
here?
He'd be if he'd thrown with his powerful hand.
How about if he just decided dominant. To play tight end?
Yeah.
Or baseball the whole time. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm going to pass on that one. I'll eject on that one. Very good. I like it. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, what we were playing for. At the Legends, 39th and State Line, and, of course, in Independence, I-70 and 291. That's where you can get that great Cajun food. You can order it online at Jazz or get your menu online at jazzkitchen.com. That's jazzkitchen.com. Todd Lebo is here with some Lebo sounds brought to you by our friends at All Weather Decks. Lebo, let's talk Sunfeller Showdown.
Yeah, I was in the car yesterday driving home, and I didn't recognize Jed's voice. He was so angry about Kansas football. I was like, who's talking on the radio? And I was like, oh, that's Jed. He was so worked up and fired up that I thought we should talk more about the Kansas football because I
sure.
think that's
He's excited.
Very exciting. I looked these numbers up. I was looking them up yesterday, and I kind of finished them up today. In the 10 seasons, not including this year, since Mark Mangino was ousted, how many times in those 10 years, do you think Kansas football in points scored per game ranked in double digits? You know, nationally, there's been between 120 and 130 teams in there. So just getting out of the bottom 100, how many times do you think Kansas football in points scored has not been 100 or worse in those last 10 years?
Triple digits, then, you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah, the triple digits. They've finished in double digits, which is a victory.
Points scored offensively?
Points scored offensively.
Once.
One time only. How many times have they been in double digits in defense in the last 10 years?
So, gotten out of the bottom.
Gotten out of the bottom, well, 15 to 20%. Yeah, it's.
I'll say somehow they dragged some people down into a rock fight and got to 98 twice.
Two times. You're exactly right. So, of the 20 opportunities to not be in the very lowest, it's more than a quartile because it's, you know, at first there was 120 teams. That's the lower 15%, 16%. Out of the 20 opportunities in either offense or defense, just three times. So I'm like, someone's got to be that bad, right? The answer is no. Clicking back through, is nobody even close to being that bad. It's super rare to be in the hundreds in offense and defense in the same year. And they've done it seven times. Now, this year they're only 74th and 75th. But there's only 77 teams playing, so.
is the point that Mark Mangino should not have been fired?
Well, that's part of the point, but it's also you can be that bad and then fix it with a different hire, and they have missed, swung and missed, taken them right down the middle, third strikes, whatever. They have erred in every move since then. Now, they were going the wrong way in Mark – so the question would be, where were they in Mark Mangino's last year? They were 42nd in offense. Which is way better than their best finish of 95th in offense in 2011. They haven't been in the top 100 in offense since 2011, okay? And they were 85th in defense, which wasn't great. But, you know, the year – 2 years before, in 07, they were second and fourth. Now, that was an insane year, right? Somewhat schedule-driven, but they had a lot of really good players, and they were well-coached, and they, you know, they had some
pros. Yeah, no, it was schedule-driven, but second and fourth is second and fourth.
Second and fourth is second and fourth. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. Now, they did bring the same team back the next year when they had to play Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech. The defensive number went to 83rd or something like that from fourth. So the offense was the offense, but the defense really benefited by not playing those really high-powered teams on the other side.
Well, Kansas also lost its best corner the following year to the first round of the NFL, so that kind of hurt a little bit.
But, you know, they also had some pros. I mean, Chris Harris was still on the team, right?
But when you say they bring back the entire defense.
No, I didn't say the entire. They didn't lose a lot of players. They didn't lose a lot of players from 07 to 08. They lost a key to
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. I think that might be unfair because a program like Kansas, seniors hurt.
Oh, right? Sure.
They absolutely
don't reload. I'm not. But they did have a in 07, they had a sophomore, second year playing. A quarterback had two more years to go. I mean, you know, that was a thing to build on. And they didn't build on it the way they probably should have, but they were not going the direction that they, where they fell off the cliff. And they've continued to just trip and fall, and they're tumbling down the mountain and hitting every rock on the way down. It's incredible to me how bad it is. So anyway, I just wanted to add that to make Jed happy.
Well, but, can I add something?
Sure.
Todd, did you hear our breakdown of the quarterback position?
Yes.
At Kansas since?
It's atrocious.
Since Todd Reesing left, they've thrown 144 touchdowns. That includes like a Puka Williams touchdown throw. And there's all of them. 144
touchdowns.
Yeah, there's
a Steven Sims one, I think, in there too, maybe, or something weird like that. Yeah,
144 and 140. And then Oklahoma is 359, and I think it's 128. I forgot to write down the interception total. Hold on. Let me get in my recycle basket. I have it here where I had the whole time. 112. No. 112. Oklahoma is 359 and 112. Kansas is 144 and 140. That would seem to be a big part of where they're different as programs.
Yeah, the quarterback's a super, super mess. They have had, I think I counted up, like 19 times in the last 10 years, a person who threw a touchdown or interception, right? So this is sometimes like Myles Kendrick 3 years ago. 19 times the person has thrown as many interceptions or more interceptions than touchdowns. That seems impossible to do in football the way it's getting played now. There are so many, I threw three touchdowns, but I threw seven picks. I mean, okay. And that year I heard you guys talking about in 18, that was David Beatty's last year. I mean, they somehow only threw four interceptions. They were pretty good. But they still only threw 17 touchdowns that year, which is
it's like I said when he was fired. He was just now ready to take on the job.
Yeah, it took him a while to learn. But
yeah, he had the experience. And, I mean, just like the experience of what it is to coach at Kansas, the experience as a head coach, I mean, never having been a coordinator, he's now ready to be a head coach, but it's already time. You can't.
Well, they got a new down that road. You know, Shane Zinger got fired, and then Jeff Long wanted to come in and make his splash. And, listen, Les Miles has not worked out so far, okay? I mean, it was not.
No, I think we're official this year when the coach is saying we haven't given up on this year, that it's official that it's now disappointing.
Oh, it's for sure disappointing. I mean, you know, last week they were up 10-0, and then they got beat 500 yards to 40 for the rest of the game or something like that, you know? And it's not – you could sit there and say – because if you go back and look at – you know, they haven't been – offense is the real problem, right? Because this is the Big 12, okay? You need to go score points in the Big 12. And they have not been anywhere near good enough on offense. They haven't been within three touchdowns of averaging this – the you know, as close to the top offense in the league or the country, because it's generally a lot of times the top offense in the country is the top offense in the Big 12. It's been Oklahoma or Baylor or Texas Tech. They are woefully behind, not just in ranking but in points. And you can't play football in 2020 without scoring points, and they haven't found a way to do it. So that's disappointing. And then on top of all of this, Puka Williams opted out, who has been one of their He's got three of their eight touchdowns this year. So there goes some of your offense. And he's not going to be there. One of those was on special teams. So it's pretty rough for him. But they're going to face K-State this week. K-State's got issues of their own. Skylar Thompson is officially out and gone now. Will Howard has managed the games and gotten them a couple of wins. And I don't expect Kansas State to have too much trouble with this game. I don't, because Kansas State's much better coached. And they take this as an important game. They were upset last year in the miles to go thing when the week before Kansas played. They're going, who are we playing? K-State? Who? That thing. And they all saw that because there was a, you know, internet TV show, and they were riled up about it. And they're fired up about this game too. So Chris Kleiman, when we had a chance to talk to him yesterday, he knew that Puka Williams was out because the news had come out on Monday afternoon. People don't really know this, but Velton Gardner actually has more rushing yards than Puka Williams, and Coach Kleiman says this will be a challenge for them.
You're right. He's a leading rusher, and I think he's an exceptional football player. Great downhill runner, has the ability to make you miss, doesn't get brought down with arm tackles. Been impressed with him, and that's where, you know, I know that you take a good player out of the mix, but it's going to give him more opportunities, and he'll be a focal point of their offense, and we have to do a great job of trying to slow him down because he's a really talented player.
So Velton Gardner is a pretty good running back, but who's going to be the quarterback? I mean, Les Miles didn't particularly know on Monday when we talked to him. Maybe Jalen Daniels, maybe Miles Kendrick, Thomas McVitie's getting healthy. You know, who knows? I don't think they know, but there aren't good choices, right? That's the different thing, too. You know, Oklahoma State's going to play Iowa State, and they've got Spencer Sanders back. They've got a couple of good choices at quarterback. There are no good choices for Les Miles at quarterback to figure out how to get this thing done. So we'll see. We have not heard Coach Miles talk about not having Puka Williams because that opt-out happened after our availabilities with him this week. So that is a big miss for them because he has been their most talented offensive player. But the other side of this is, how do you handle the rivalry? And I don't think they handled it very good last year. You say what you say in the locker room. Hey, we're going to get ready, K-State, who, and all that stuff. I think he gets a little better feel for it now, but Les Miles knows there's a little different thing going on during the week when you're playing a rival.
There's a lot of energy when you take the field in a rivalry game. It's just, I've been fortunate to be a part of some rivalries. And simply put, there's a higher level of energy, a group of guys that are committed, a lot of the player meetings. And our guys are looking forward to it. I'm sure that Chris is in that group is going to, they're going to be ready to play.
Pretty sure K-State will be ready to play too. Their players are fired up and ready to go for this game. 11 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810 on Saturday, the Sunflower Showdown.
Do you really think K-State's fired up?
I do, actually. I was watching some of the player Zooms yesterday. Some of these guys are like, I can't believe Kansas didn't recruit me. Like, why would you care? But that's just me. But yeah, I think they are fired up. I think if you're in Manhattan, you embrace this rivalry because it's got more to do than just like Manhattan and Lawrence. It's like kind of Kansas City's a Kansas town, right? You know, the basketball, all that kind of thing.
Right.
I think the K-State guys take this super seriously.
All right, we're going to find out. They need to cover because right now Kansas is a hapless, broken
team. They are. I don't expect a lot of – I mean, I think Kansas State's offense is pedestrian at best. You know, they scored 21 against TCU. One of those was a pick six. Malik Knowles is having some yips trying to catch the ball. So they've got some problems, K-State does, offensively. Because, you know, weren't super great even when Skylar Thompson was in there. But they got a – and this is a true freshman quarterback they got playing. So,
you do everything you can to cover the number if you were the head coach?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Pour it on.
Yes.
If I could get to 100, I'd get there. On my rival, absolutely. It helps in recruiting. And
saw a guy do that a lot of times out there not long ago.
Yeah,
he knew exactly. It was important to people.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Come back and hear more. Todd Lebo is with us. Little Lebo Sounds brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. By All Weather Decks. More with Todd Lebo coming up next.
The program with Soren Petro.
I want you to take your hand out of that bowl of Fritos, throw away your National Enquirer, and pick up the phone. Go ahead, pick it up. Talk radio.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we're talking to Todd Lebo here in the program, brought to you by our friends at All Weather Deck. You can have the deck of your dreams. They'll start your project in just 5 weeks. All Weather Decks. You can find them online right now at allweatherdecks.net. Todd, Mizzou finally going to get back out on the field this week. Eli Drinkwitz, I'm sure, is excited about that.
Yeah, they are excited. 3:00 SEC Network. They're going to play Kentucky. So if you had your original schedule, this is not who they're supposed to play. They've had to do some shifting. This was supposed to be Florida. Florida's got issues. Da, 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 da. They've moved a bunch of stuff, but Eli Drinkwitz says you just got to roll with the punches in 2020.
I feel for our, you know, we have these analysts and GAs and QC roles, and they're extremely valuable, especially in a time like this. But last week we prepared for three different opponents. You know, last Monday we were putting the finishing touches of our game plan on for Vandy when we got the call. We transitioned to game plan for Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then looked like that wasn't going in the right direction. And then on Friday evening got the word that we're, you know, going to prepare for Kentucky. So, you know, we had to really shift our mindset three different times. You know, now fortunately for us, we never instilled or installed any of those plans with our players because we were working on ourselves. But it was a challenge for our support staff to get it right. And, you know, again, Kentucky has a tremendous defense. They've got a unique scheme that we have not seen before. And this will be the first time that, as a quarterback, Connor's had to face this much coverage. So it's a tremendous challenge and one that we have to really work on.
We'll see if Missouri can keep it rolling. I mean, they're obviously on the big high after beating LSU. Kentucky's an interesting team. They've got a really nice defense. Ole Miss has a great offense. We saw, I think, against Alabama, right? And Ole Miss ended up beating them by a point in overtime. But Kentucky's done a nice job in their other games. Missouri's offense probably a little bit more like Ole Miss's, so I think they can move the ball here. But this would be a big one for them. You know, I mean, you want to follow up what you did before. And Kentucky's a team you need to be better than.
Although I think Kentucky's a little saltier than people realize.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're a good team.
I think Stoops does I think he does a good job. But I'm with you. Like, you want to rise above Vanderbilt, Kentucky. You want to be standing there. And maybe even Tennessee. You know, you want to be looking up at just Florida and Georgia, and then, you know, maybe one day reach that height. But yes, getting by the Vanderbilt's already behind you. Getting by Kentucky's the next step, no doubt.
No doubt. And other Big 12 game to look at this weekend. Oklahoma State's playing for the first time since October 3rd, when the Chiefs were only 3-0. Okay, they're playing Iowa State. That's a big one in the Big 12 to keep our eyeballs on. 2:30 on Fox.
That is big.
Pokes and Clones. That's
a big one. Looking forward to that one. That's going to put somebody in the driver's seat.
Yep.
With K-State, unless KU pulls a massive upset.
Nope.
Undefeated. It's a battle of two of the three undefeateds in that one.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, Mookie Betts, the second player in World Series history to have a walk and two stolen bases in a single inning. Who's the other one? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.